Defeating my fear of swimming, Vicky Q. Swimming, I haven't heard the word for almost 2 decades. My family members and friends were prohibited from mentioning any water-related activity. It is unbelievable that a girl who lived near the beach wouldn't allow this. How could this be? Very surprisingly, I was scared of the water. This brings out one unforgettable event. It was a beautiful Sunday morning, and I woke up early. My cousins and my friends were cheerful going to the beach together. We bought a lot of the toys and to play with. Once we arrived, we separated into 2 groups. One played on the sand and the other played in the water. My group have a water fight and swim. We have a lot of the fun until suddenly a wave covered us. Everyone hurried up to run away. I didn't run away because I need to pick up a toy floating in the water. Unfortunately, a second big wave came. I tried to swim, but I couldn't move. I sank into the water, although I called for help. No one could hear me. My wind felt stifled and drank a lot of salty water. I was losing my mind and I felt homeless. I blamed myself for not living with my friend. Why did I stay to pick up the toys? I learned the safety comes first for protection. I feel very regretful about what I did, but time is irrevocable, and I could not go back in time to live with my friends. So I told myself to calm down and relax. Everything was going to be fine. I should focus on maintaining balance, but I wish someone could save me. At last, I managed to keep calm and slowly climb toward the sand. This summer beach experience got me. This trauma deeply touched me and was not easy to erase. It interfered with my normal life all the time. After a few decades, my friend invited my family to join her son's birthday party. She lived in the mansion with big swimming pool that attracted all the children who wanted to jump in. I screamed at my daughter, "No, no!" My daughter was crying and was very angry. My friend criticized me. She said that what I did was wrong. She told me that the news that a kid jumped in the swimming pool because she didn't have swimming skills. My friend explained to me that the swimming pool was not very deep, so I didn't have to worry too much. After my friend told me that, I recognized my mistake. I couldn't stay in the dark. I needed to shake it off. I used positive thinking to convince myself to swim. I told myself the swimming pool have lifeguard for our train and that I could swim safely. I got the motivation to swim, yet the mental trauma was hard to get over. I needed to apprehend to overcome my fear. I took my first swimming lesson. I facing a lot of the challenge. When I jumped into the swimming pool, my body started to shake. I felt faint, and I immediately had a pale face. I was still very scared. The coach told me how to breathe in the water and about swim posture. Even though the coach was patient in guiding me, I still didn't get a proper swimming posture. So I often sank in the water. I felt discouraged and I wanted to quit. However, I told myself, "Vicky, you can do it. Don't give up. You are awesome." After that, I persisted in the practicing swimming and learned some swimming techniques. I feel at ease, falling on the water's surface. I defeated my fear. Now, whenever I get the chance to swim, I am excited to jump into a swimming pool.